Blog Talk Radio.
Why this for not a
myself, my dreams will get shot down. I'm late to the showdown.
Troubles all around.
Love of the shepherd who left from the shelter to try to find better.
Oh, the grass seems green on the other side. If I don't want to see what I have to leave behind,
don't make me choose to begin without you. There's no room to fit.
No room
to you fall in a kit. We find that true love can be with more than one. I'm caught in between.
Caught in between.
Oh, can't be me. I gotta choose one, but with two it's more fun.
But it's forgotten.
Listenership is like ratings, so it's so important.
that you all support the show, and that, but really, you all are doing this and encouraging ideas and topics. When it's an entertainment lifestyle show, cannot run out of topic ideas because we live life every day, every second. So, what's up to those in the chat room? And feel free to call 714-409-0614. This is the weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. So, talking about almost everything that we can in 30 minutes. I bet you all know I have a type A personality, so even when it appears that I'm not prepared, I'm somewhat prepared, believe me, you. I might not be. That's one thing about being a shy person. Shy people like to be prepared and organized. I'm a spontaneous person, but being somewhat prepared is so important to people that somewhat have a type personality and somewhat shy. So I don't get nervous, but get super excited. But I'm going to be checking emails during the show and also talking about different things. Now, I just played the a cappella version of Austin Brown's song, Ménage à Trois. And he has released a couple other songs since dropping Ménage à Trois video. And also you heard Morris Mills, Round and Round. That's the intro song. That's Morris, I mean, if you have not dug his other music, please do. Friend him. Like him, follow Team Morris Mills on Twitter, follow Austin Brown, follow me at Culture Shock Inc., KULTURESHOKENT, and also my name, Beth, BETHWMS, that's my real name. And also, those of you that love Mark Cosmetics, follow me at Beth Mark Girl, that's BETHMARKGRL. And if you're not a friend of mine on Facebook or and like the Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, like a fan page. I created that page because it was a demand for it, and you all need to utilize that page, like Culture Shock Entertainment Reports fan page, and also post positive videos and information and pictures on that page. But then also friend me at my pseudonym name, Miss Beth Nelson, MSBETHNELSON, that I've been Facebooking since the early 2008. And then also my Mark page is Beth, BETH, Mark, MARKGIRLREP. And Mark has some awesome products, spring products. I'm so excited because on Tuesday evening the 13th, we have our monthly Megalog call where we're it's a webcast that we have every month where the New York City executives update us on everything that's marked and everything that is going on from top sales people to new products and apparel and jewelry lines to new positions and promotions and contests, et cetera. So I'm very excited because it's supposed to be a special announcement on Tuesday. So shout out to my Mark mentor, Mandy Smith in Georgia, Kelly Ganner, who is newly engaged at its regional sales manager, and everyone at the home office and those in Cincinnati. Those of you that are customers and clients, visit my e-boutique. I'm turning this into, but it's springtime, and got more girls and guys, you all, you know, must beautify that skin and soften that skin, and, you know, Mark is, products are perfect for gift giving also, and the prom time coming, and just good to purchase staple products and also, you know, trendy products, items that are way in advance. I mean, because we have some beautiful spring and summer products and new fragrances also. But what I'm loving right now is Whipped Up Body Butter. Oh, I love it, love it, love it. So that's one thing I will start doing. If I don't talk about anything, Mark, I will share with you during each episode a favorite Mark product of mine. And pretty much so I won't turn the show into being a Mark infomercial, but I will share a product of the day with you all regarding a favorite of mine, and special promotions also, because that's one thing that we are always having. And while we're on fashion, something I plan on talking about today, I received info regarding New Orleans events. You know, I'm in an area that's not far from New Orleans, even though I haven't been to New Orleans in a long time. I could travel to New Orleans so much. But I'm so excited for New Orleans. I wish I could go. New Orleans is having an event that I have been a proponent for that should happen here in the Jackson metropolitan area for ages. And Mayor Harvey Johnson and Mr. Ben Allen both are my witnesses that I'm telling the truth, because when Mayor Johnson was in office before the time, this is his third administration, his third time, and when he was in office in the 2000s, and also he became our first black mayor in 1997. And James Meredith also ran on that ticket as a Republican. But during his second administration, I told him that we needed to have a fashion week. Definitely need to build up the fashion industry in Jackson, because we used to have a popping beauty and fashion industry within the city limits. We're popping on the outskirts, but we used to have many malls and many fashion, beauty and fashion retailers and furniture. We still have a lot of furniture retailers within Jackson. And we have awesome shopping centers, but the major malls are pretty much on the outskirts of Jackson. Highland Village is one nice shopping center. We have many other shopping centers, but the major malls are on the outskirts. And then also, back when I was growing up, we had, you know, Mac Ray's was a Mississippi-based department store. It was an anchor at, like, Meadowbrook Shopping Center, and then another shopping center, Westland Plaza. So it was just a big deal all the time. So we need to really build up the beauty and fashion industry. But back to Fashion Week, that I've always been a proponent of that. I was so surprised last year when Fashion Night, I was just curious if any stores and boutiques were participating in Fashion Night here. Some might have been, but I even asked the media if they were doing any coverage of any Fashion Night events, and I didn't get a response, and I didn't see anything on the news. So there are a lot of wonderful retailers and boutiques here, and so I was just kind of surprised of that. But I think it's going to be different this year. There probably are some works going on. We're on the outskirts of Jackson probably, but I don't know about within Jackson. But also when Ben Allen was president of the city council, when he was a council person, I know I also mentioned to him also in letter that we needed to, like, pump up the beauty and fashion arena, like have a fashion week. And maybe not an overall fashion week, but a combination of, like, a fashion and fashion-tainment sports week. You know, because it seems like the beauty and fashion industries and the sports industries are all interrelated and all and always cross-marketed. I mean, because with athletes, we're releasing lines, and then with people in the beauty and fashion industries doing other things like acting or being in commercials or singing or doing something, all of it's interrelated and cross-promoted. But back to Fashion Week in New Orleans. New Orleans, Fashion Week New Orleans will be on Wednesday, March the 21st. That is the day that I'll be celebrating Culture Shock Entertainment Reports will be celebrating 1 year with Blog Talk Radio. Fashion Week New Orleans will be Wednesday, March the 21st through Saturday, March the 24th. So it's really like a big, like a weekend. Yeah, like Fashion Week. It's going to be Wednesday all day, Thursday all day, Friday all day, Saturday all day, the Sugar Mill. And it's going to be taking place in, like I said, on March the 21st through 24th. And Fashion Week New Orleans will present over 35 incredible runway shows featuring retailers, boutiques, established and emerging designers who would participate in a Project Runway style competition. The goal is to showcase the talents and collections of Southern designers, brand houses, boutiques, and retailers in a series of runway shows, fashion events, and exhibitions. Don't miss out on this year's Fashion Week festivities. And visit New Orleans. You can tweet them, and also on Facebook, I think it's Visit New Orleans. New Orleans Online. But I have received a monthly newsletter of a series of big events that are happening in the New Orleans area. And the price is economical. It's from $35 to $60. So I think that's pretty cool. But, yeah, that's one thing about it, what I've loved about New Orleans and Dallas in this area, in this region, are like the hotbeds, like fashion meccas. You know, I know Memphis and Atlanta and Miami, if you really want to talk about the overall South. But in my days of growing up, being a teen and in my 20s and so on, the meccas of fashion were like New Orleans and Dallas. And one thing about it, because in Dallas, the Dallas Market Center, that's one reason why Dallas is like a fashion mecca of the South. We all know New York City is the fashion mecca, where my friend Sheila Ramsey is. If you're listening, Sheila, we're sending love and kisses and hugs to you, and we're praying for your audition for The Voice to be a great success. I'm praying for you to win over each and every audition and go all the way. And whomever team you get on next season, I would just be excited and ecstatic for you. So I hope you're having fun in New York, and I hope Time Out didn't work you too hard where you can't where you're just ready, and muscles aren't too tired. But please call in, because we still have 7 more minutes, and I can't extend to like 10 or 15 more minutes. 714-409-0614. Thank you for those in the chat room. But that sounds like a pretty cool event, Fashion Week New Orleans. And celebrity birthdays. Today is, happy birthday to my Facebook friends, and one of my Facebook friends is Josh Altman of Million Dollar Listings of, you know, Bravo TV. You all know how much I love Bravo. And so happy birthday to Josh. Today is his birthday, and happy birthday to all my other Facebook friends who are celebrating today and this weekend. But other celebrity birthdays, Chuck Norris, Walker, Texas Ranger, he's 72 today. Bob Green, 65. Shannon Tweed Simmons, 55. Sharon Stone, 54. Jasmine Guy, 50. Prince Edward, member of the British Royal Fam, 48. Rod Woodson, Football Hall of Famer, 47. Paget Brewster, actress of Criminal Minds, not quite sure her age. Robin Thicke, singer, 35. Did you all see him on Ellen yesterday, the tribute to Whitney Houston? Oh, my mother and I loved that. Oliver Wilde, actress, House, M.D. Today's her birthday. John Hamm of Mad Men, and also on the new film, I think it's Friends with Kids or Friends with Children. That sounds like an interesting movie. Happy birthday to him also. He's 41. And also something that I didn't get a chance to mention on Wednesday's show when I was talking about same-sex marriage rights and laws are those lack of, especially here in Mississippi and also in some other states. I want to shout out again to my friend Cosmo who called in from Maryland. I also wanted to mention an event that the lesbian, bi, gay, and tranny community is hosting here in Mississippi in June. If I can get to my notes, there's an event that's usually held here called Outtoberfest. You know, it's like coming out for those that celebrate coming out. Usually celebrated in October, and that's why it's called Outtober. It is now called Mississippi Pride, and it's going to be happening in June of this year. And it's the Pride Festival, and it's going to occur in the first week of June. and it's going to serve as a kickoff for Pride Month. And the Mississippi Pride Festival helps to partner with organizations and individuals and businesses, those whom are LGBT community friendly, throughout the state to ensure that the Pride Festival is a success. Throughout June, small events are envisioned, from movie screenings to picnics to workshops, happenings in Jackson, Mississippi, and statewide. So that is something that I had intended to share on Wednesday when I was talking about same-sex marriage rights and laws. So that was just an event that I wanted to share with those of you that would like to know about that. So that's about it. That was something I just didn't get a chance to talk about. So I wanted to mention it. And, you know, and oh, because you all know I love reading. I've retweeted and I've posted so many news stories. A lot of interesting articles in New York Times today. But you all know how much I love reading the Dallas News. Now, the newspaper here in Jackson is awesome, also Clarion Ledger. For those of you that would like to know more about what's happening in Mississippi, ClarionLedger.com. But and the Dallas News always do like highlights in history. And today was a big day in history on March the 10th, 1876. The first successful voice transmission over Alexander Graham Bell's telephone took place in Boston as his assistant heard Bell say, "Mr. Watson, come here, I want you." And in 1496, Christopher Columbus concluded his second visit to the Western Hemisphere as he left Hispaniola for Spain. 1864, Ulysses S. Grant became commander of the Union armies during the Civil War. 1957, terrorist mastermind Osama bin Laden was born in Saudi Arabia. 1965, Neil Simons played The Odd Couple open on Broadway. Wow. And 1969, James Earl Ray pleaded guilty in Memphis, Tennessee, to the assassination to Martin Luther King Jr. So those are like highlights in history that happened on this day. You know, we had a big time visitor here in we had a few big time visitors this week in Jackson, GOP candidates. Wednesday was Santorum, Gingrich Thursday and Friday, Romney Thursday and Friday. So we had some big-time GOP candidates in town because Tuesday will be our Republican primary, and, of course, I will be voting on Tuesday. And right before I came on air, I see where a couple caucuses will be held today also. Hello to my friends in the chat room. I have a minute, but I'm going to go ahead and conclude the show. I will go ahead and continue the show even when the live streaming has ended. Live streaming will end in 1 minute. But something I wanted to mention, shout out to all my friends that are going to Austin, are already in Austin for the South by Southwest big-time party. So you guys have a blast and take lots of pictures. I wish I was there. That you would be there and my friends that are performing there and presenting there. Shout out to you. Austin is performing on the 13th. So those of you that can, and if you're not too, you know what, tipsy, I don't know, maybe you like to, you know, maybe it's okay to be a little too tipsy, but if you're not like late, I knocked out cold, please go check out Austin's event on the 13th. Then during the next show, I'll tell you exactly where he's performing. I don't have it in front of me unless I can pull it up. I'll let you know, but visit his page. You should be following him and friends and liking his music page. Anyway, Austin Brown on Facebook, and then also he's on Tumblr, Austin Brown. So you would know exactly the place. It's on the tip of my tongue, the place that he's performing at on the 13th, but it won't be hard to find. They're promoting it pretty good. They're promoting the whole event pretty good. Wow, I'm looking at sports news. Jet gives Sanchez 40.5 million extension. Have you all heard the news that the X Factor is really, really working on signing Britney as the new judge? You know, I have been hearing so many names. You know, even Whitney Houston was in that pool. I've even heard Janet Jackson, Latoya Jackson, and many others. But I heard that they're really trying to ink the deal with Britney, offering her $10 million. But I've seen reports that she, like, won a little more, like $16 million. But they're offering $10 million, so I guess Britney says, well, if that's what you're offering, well, what, you know, what more? So I don't know. Those are alleged reports, so we'll see who will be the new judge. But just congrats on everyone dealing with all of these fantastic shows. I'm looking at a few other stories. But it's not, even though we're not live streaming, you can still call in. Like when my friend Cosmo called in on Wednesday, and you know when Ridge Roughneck and I talked, how our conversations seem to continue, and others that have called in. It's one thing that I would like about upgrading is we'll have 2 hours. It would be 2-hour episodes. Therefore, it won't feel rushed to talk, or you won't feel like, because I know a lot of you would call in if you had more time to talk, because some of the things that you have to say, I'm sure, are much longer than just a comment here and there. But I do appreciate you for logging in and for calling in to listen, or calling in to listen and to comment. And what's real important is for you to also to create a listener profile. Because when you create a listener profile, you can just interact within the blogtalkradio.com community. You can not only chat with me in the chat room, but you can interact with everyone who's involved with blogtalkradio.com, from other hosts of other favorite shows and producers to the blogtalkradio.com staffers. You know, you can message other people and, you know, like I said, talk on in the Culture Shock Entertainment Report's chat room, but also other shows' chat rooms also. And then if you're interested and feel like, hey, I need to create my own show for my favorite niche market, or to promote a product, or to promote a call. You know, that's what happens. You might get encouraged. And it's a lot of work into just getting online and getting on the phone, or if you're in the studio, putting on headphones, or even at home in the home studio, or if you're internet. It's really more to it, however you or one produces a show. Because one thing about my shows, I like to research. It's something I've always liked doing since I was a little girl. So providing information and learning information. I'm a history buff. But knowing facts over fiction is what's important to me. Fiction is entertaining. Gossip is entertaining. But knowing the facts and the truth, and also getting information from the horse's mouth, is important. Because really, a lot of information that I get directly from people or from their people, you know, and receive, you know, just thank you for those of you who send me music from the mainstream artists. I'm amazed at the mainstream artists who send me music, to the underground and the independent artists. Because one thing about it, I am an advocate for those that are underground and independent. I'm underground and I'm independent. And much love to those who are mainstream now but still relate to their underground roots. Because there are some mainstream artists out there. Jay-Z is one, for instance. Jay-Z is so he's like mainstream forever. He and Beyonce both. But one thing about it, they don't forget their New York and Houston roots, their underground roots, you know, how they came up and how and their hard work in the business. So I think that's really, really cool. I hope you all can't hear that I have a cough drop in my mouth. I just took it out because it might not sound obvious to me, But someone out there might be, excuse me, someone out there might be saying, it sounds like something is in her mouth. Cough drop. I have my green tea right next to me, so I probably should take a little sip of my green tea. And before I end the show, and you all know I must shout out Lewis House, who is in Austin, Texas right now. So shout out to he and his friend. Lewis House is the sports networker. He is an online marketing guru and just amazing. A few years ago, was sleeping on his sister's couch, and now he is a multimillionaire. He is a former professional athlete. Really, he's still a professional athlete on handball team in New York City. But he's promoting his new book. You all need to like his Facebook page, Lewis Howes, and also connect with him on LinkedIn. He is celebrating the release of his new book, The Ultimate Webinar Guide. So download it for free. It's done on Wednesday and Thursday. And I think one can download. I think today might be the last day. I need to follow up and sign out. But with Kindle and Amazon. So just check it out. If you visit his Facebook page, LinkedIn, you'll get a lot of information. Just look at my page and look at my tweets and check out the link, because he's like the number one in different categories. So on Thursday, a lot of us celebrated with him as he broadcast from Spreecast. And you can visit Spreecast and see. I mean, it was like 5 hours, and a lot of his friends were supporters of the party celebrating the release of his book, and those of us who have already have a copy of the book and support him, and those that are new to him. But he's amazing to network with, and he and his friends, Trevor Turnbull, also of Sports Executives Association, share so much info, and especially those of you who would like to be very successful in the sports community. But then, besides that, just to be successful, period. And I mentioned he's an online marketing guru, but his teachings are perfect for just everyday life, dealing with your interpersonal relationships. He pretty much focused on your professional relationships, but also helpful in things like maintaining personal relationships. Because one thing that he talks about is how so important it is, even when you're doing business and, you know, online marketing or in person, how important it is to develop relationships, you know, with those that you interact with, if they're your peers or your colleagues or clients. So you definitely need to check out his new book, and also friend him. And if you get an invite to attend one of his webinars, please, please attend it. Just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And I'm having an amazing time being a new member of Sports Executives Association, also SEA. And also, speaking of associations, I want to shout out NAF, National Association of Female Executives and Entrepreneurs, and NAPW, National Association of Professional Women. Had a nice conversation with telephone conversation with Nancy yesterday morning. NAPW has been inviting me to become a member for like the past 5-6 years. It's even though I have somewhat had like part membership, never quite got my membership confirmed completely. So I have like a complimentary membership, but I'll be glad when I can afford the elite and the premier memberships. But because one thing about NAPW also, they provide a lot of forms of educating women and networking with women and just building women up in their professional lives. But I've loved being a part of NAP since the 90s. But I'm loving this. SEA, and I'm just wishing all my friends a fun time. We have about 4 more minutes, And I'm going to go ahead and conclude the show because I'm going to end the show playing Ménage à Trois instrumental. Okay, at the beginning of the show, I play Ménage à Trois a cappella style. And, you know, Morris Mills round and round. But I'm going to go ahead and conclude so I can, so you all can hear the instrumental version of Ménage à Trois. So, what's up? Just have a fantastic weekend. Those of you attending sports tourneys, shout out to the NBA, SEC, NCAA, shout out to the NFL. Because Manning have to make a decision, like, real soon. I know as of yesterday morning, 12 teams are interested in Manning. So I'm sure probably about 25 now. But did he meet with the Broncos yesterday? Because I heard something about the Broncos. But I know LeBron and D-Wade wanted to come to Miami. But Miami was the first anyway that wanted him. But I'm going to go ahead and conclude the show and finish sipping my green tea. And I'm going to start this Cruz. There's a three-day challenge. I'm going to start this three-day challenge on tomorrow because I definitely need to get fit. I'm still doing my chubby to fit journey. So you all keep me in your prayers and supporting me. You know, I think I need a workout partner or something. but thank you, and God bless, and what's up? Just spread the love. I appreciate you. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Now enjoy Ménage à Trois instrumental style.